Here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page with Spotlight athletes Addison Steenhoek and Tori Lindsay after PCM girls basketball team defeated South Tama tonight in the opening round of regional play. Girls, can you kind of walk me through the game a little bit and what you feel went well?
I would say just like offensively, I mean, things were going well, but also I think that defensively, like, things just carry into offense. I think when we have a good defensive night and we're getting stops, that just kind of carries into layups and easier buckets. So.
Yeah, like Addie said, our defense really helped go into our offense. Getting those stops or, like, getting steals, getting, like, three in a row just helped tremendously in offense.
And your defense has been good all season long, you know, limiting opponents in points and being able to force turnovers and hit those steals as well. Kind of what do you feel like defensively specifically has worked so well all season?
I think our girls are just really athletic and are kind of versatile in the way that we can guard guards. And then also we can kind of switch basically 1 through 5, sometimes 1 through 4, depending on the opponent. But, I mean, all of our girls are athletic enough to guard the point guard or even sometimes guard the 5 if they need to. So,
yeah, I think we can switch 1 through 5. I think we can take any girl, and I also think it helps with the different, like, we have different heights and different, like, aggression on each girl, so it helps.
You guys have also a lot of diversity offensively. You know, you do really well shooting the ball outside from three-point range, but also can get it down low to different players as well. How kind of nice is it to have that balance on your team?
It's obviously really nice to have Libby on the inside who can finish a bucket for us. It just allows maybe the defense to sink in so we can kick it back out. It gives more opportunities to both Tori and I, but also for the other girls too.
Yeah, and I also think our guards are also, we can also hold our own down in the post and also driving it in. And I just think each girl has their own, like, way that they help on offense, whether it's a three-pointer, mid-range, or a layup.
You know, you guys have only 3 losses this season, 2 of them against the same team. How do you kind of maintain, you know, staying humble and just focusing on the next game and realize, you know, that all these wins you guys have had are earned this season, but, you know, we are in postseason play now?
I mean, yeah, I think we do have a couple of younger girls that have been getting more minutes, so this is our first time experiencing postseason. For some of us upperclassmen, we know what this means. We know the opponents that are possibly coming. It's honestly just taking one game at a time. You don't look too far in advance. I mean, we know what maybe it would look like if we get past the next round, but you just take it one game at a time. You watch that film, and you get the job done then, and then you can worry about the next one.
Yeah, like you said, focus on the next game after a loss. Like, after those losses, we didn't sit and mope around. We just focused on the next game and what we had to do for that.
And Addie, you two have had a great career at PCM. You know, you're a senior now, and you know that next game, every game going on here on out could be your last one. How do you kind of keep that in mind, but also just focus on basketball?
Obviously, it kind of sucks to think about it, but it's also just like more motivation because I obviously love playing the sport. That's why I do it. But it just, like, this season has been so fun. The girls, the team, the coaches, like, I think that we just have a blast. So I think we can do some really awesome stuff. I think we can make some history too while we're at it. And I don't know, I'm excited. So,
well, girls, kind of before we close, you know, as you look in the postseason right now, how do you kind of keep that balance and level head of realizing, you know, hey, this is win or go home, but also just playing the basketball that you've done so successfully all season long?
I mean, Sam just said it in the locker room. Like, we play the best when we're having fun and we have energy on and off the court. So I think tonight that was lacking a little bit, but we still did get the job done. But finding the joy in the game, that's what it's all about, having fun while we're doing it. So I think if we just keep the game fun, we keep playing the way that we can play and want to play, then I don't think there's anything that can really get in our way.
Yeah, having fun while we're playing, but also just taking one game at a time and not thinking about the next game or the game after that during the game that we're focusing on right now.
That's Spotlight athletes Addison Steenhoek and Tori Lindsay on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Congrats, girls, on the good win.
Thank you.